For some kids, it's a trip here and a trip there. For junior Ryan Apathy, who participates in cross country in the fall and then in drama debate and forensics through February, it can be consecutive weekends of competition. If those events are out of town, Apathy and his teammates will likely miss Thursday and Friday of school for travel. And, oh, Apathy is also in music, which accounts for 3 out of a total of
10 trips this year and missed 22 days.
Apathy, nevertheless, is succeeding in school and excelling in the activities he's involved in. Sitka's school board is concerned that Apathy and kids like him are the exception rather than the rule.
We had a math audit that said by the time a high school student is a junior, they're already a year behind in math in terms of the amount of time they have been in class if they're a student that's been involved in activities.
That's Board President Lon Garrison, who's interested in exploring a policy implemented recently in the Unalaska School District. The policy limits students to 20 absences from school per year for activities.
It's not a policy coming from a district that's just kind of doing ho-hum. It's a policy coming from a very remote district that deals with, logistical issues like we do, but is also very high performing.
The Sitka School District doesn't have a policy in place that specifically limits absences like this. It covers only excused and unexcused absences. Setting a hard cap is new. Speaking from the audience, Sitka High Activities Director Mike Vieira wondered if it would have any impact. I would be shocked, he said, if we had more than a handful of students who missed 20 days. Student board member Jesse Bartels, in her final meeting, wondered if the policy was missing the point.
We already have a policy where if you have a certain grade in a class, then you can't go on a trip, and I think it's the student's job to maintain that.
Bartels is also in a lot of activities in which she excels, and she keeps up her grades. She and Ryan Apathy get that they're not necessarily the kids the board is worried about, but they both have insight into the problem.
Is it true that for some kids, being in class is a make-or-break thing for their grades?
Absolutely. If you're not there to hear, you know, what the content of the class is, you're not going to do well on the tests or the content that the class is you're required to pass in order to, you know, get the credit for the class.
I know at the beginning of the year, a lot of teachers were gone due to coaching activities, and it was tough not having them there and needing them, and the sub couldn't really answer any questions. And I don't want to be unfair in saying that I think there should be more restricted days for teachers and students, but I think it is a detriment to the student body as a whole if the teachers are gone as much as the students are.
School Superintendent Steve Bradshaw agreed to collect data on how many students are gone, for how long, and for what reasons before the board reopened the question of a hard cap on absences at a June work session. Bradshaw has always expressed a belief in whole student education. He has reservations about boxing students and educators into limits that may somehow backfire.
I'm real concerned when we go down that path of setting hard set policy, because normally it ends up trapping the school board and the superintendent and the principals more so than the students sometimes, so you got to be cautious with it.
The Sitka School Board will hold a work session on attendance Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. in the district office boardroom. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.